Our Beloved Miracle Man by Julia Gwarch. You were just there at the kitchen, making a joke about translating a word into English you don't know. You were wearing that frog towel as a hat, standing still for your photo shoot, as I ate my dinosaur egg oatmeal, mother slowly returning to her granola and coffee, while the view lagged in the background, that worthless antenna stuttering the image, which got you angry, and Mom and I had to calm you down with promises of downtown Disney and maybe eating out. It hurts to keep looking, but I need to find you. You were there fighting with me about something stupid, probably your tone of voice or your expectation of endless excursions during break. We kept at it until I realized the tragedy. We may have stopped. We may have continued. I know I cried. You almost apologized. Did you know this would be it? Or did you assume you'd be home in a few weeks, history repeating itself one more time, our beloved Miracle Man? We thought you would die in your first, second, third emergency room visit, die in your first, second, or third biopsy, die in your first, second, or third surgery. It was the fourth. Your stubbornness almost beating the corrupted code in your blood. Mom was there, worrying about her childish husband. Steve was there, distracting you with sports news. You were there, struggling for another miracle. Why wasn't I there? When you transcended from that dull bed to the glowing masses in the sky, while your corpse lay in the gritty sheets, your gown crinkling loud enough to awaken mother, were you waiting for your little girl? Remembering you feels like being buried alive.